Puerto Rico has been the focus of a lot of attention from the United States, both in terms of recovery from the devastating Hurricane Maria, as well as in its attempt to restructure its debt. I am very pleased to say that we have with us Governor Ricardo Rosselló. He is the 12th governor of Puerto Rico, and he joins us from our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C. Governor, I'm just wondering whether you have some particular item that you are hoping to hear from President Trump tonight at the State of the Union.
Well, there's many items I would be very much interested in hearing, but I would say that from our vantage point, making sure that the recovery process in Puerto Rico and elsewhere in the nation is one of the priorities, that we can focus on getting the funding to the places that have a need to rebuild and to recover. And I think that is important to state that that is a priority, and funds that are destined to those jurisdictions are not going to be utilized to, say, build a wall. I think it's an important outcome.
So, Governor, how much has Puerto Rico received in a recovery funding from the federal government? And compare that to what you had hoped for at this stage. Are you short? I'm guessing you're going to say you're short and there's a deficit. Just give us a sense of the scale.
Yep. So to give you a sense of the scale, we've been working with FEMA and other stakeholders on what the transformation and rebuild plan should be for Puerto Rico. The estimated cost at this juncture is it's $139 billion. Last year, we've received probably from FEMA anywhere from $3 to $3.5 billion, and our expectation, of course, is to get that bumped much higher. There are some reasons why this process has been slow, and it's because it's different in Puerto Rico than in other jurisdictions in the United States. For example, in Florida or Texas or any other state, the state controls the disbursement process, whereas in Puerto Rico, FEMA controls it. And you might ask, well, what would be that outcome? Well, a comparison should highlight what the order of magnitude difference is. Take Katrina, when it impacted Louisiana. By the same time after the hurricane that we're measuring against Maria passing through Puerto Rico, they had already 9,500 projects that were being moved forward, whereas in Puerto Rico we only have 44. So there you can sort of sense a scale of the magnitude difference of where we should be now in the recovery.
Yeah.
And our sense for petitioning that these restraints that are placed in Puerto Rico should be taken away.
You started off saying that you want to see what President Trump has planned with respect to potentially diverting money away from Puerto Rico, among other places, to pay for the wall. What recourse would you potentially have if he goes ahead and does that, which is what he's threatened to do?
So this is interesting. About 4 months ago, my job as governor is not only to act but also to anticipate. And I had a sense that this might be a discussion where funding for recovery would be utilized to build the wall. So we prepared our team and we started studying all of the legal avenues that we have. And we have a very robust case. I mean, some of the monies that are coming to Puerto Rico, the community development block grants that are used for disaster relief, those were passed by Congress and they were signed by the president. So those are statute right now, and we feel very confident that those monies have to go to Puerto Rico. So if there was any dipping there, we would certainly battle it. So for most of the monies, we have a strategy forward, and of course, we hope we don't have to get there. We hope that the president would see that, you know, rebuilding U.S. citizens' lives is a priority. But if it gets to that point, we are ready to battle.
So, Governor, let's talk about the rebuilding process in Puerto Rico. I'm sure you have a priority list. Give us a sense of, given where you are right now, a year plus removed from the hurricane, you know, what are the one or two or three critical things that Puerto Ricans need right now to be addressed?
I think in terms of projects, I would say the energy grid is a top priority. We have a very weak, old energy grid that uses expensive fossil fuel. And our objective is to use recovery funding and private partners to leverage that and rebuild a modern energy grid that's more cost effective and that is better for the environment and that frankly can be a model towards the future. I think rebuilding roads in Puerto Rico and infrastructure is fundamentally critical for our economy moving forward. And the other part is addressing our labor force and the labor participation rate. You know, with these recovery funds that are coming to Puerto Rico, with the incentives that are very competitive that we have on the island, with the opportunity zones that will bring about many investment opportunities to the island, I think we have a window of opportunity to enhance and grow that labor participation rate.
Governor, meanwhile, amid all of the talk with President Trump, meanwhile, bankruptcy court has approved a plan to restructure some of the $74 billion of debt that the island has. Sales tax bonds are rallying on this news. It has been, this accounts for about $17 billion of bonds. And basically, according to my understanding, the sales tax collected by the state would be split between the bondholders and the state. How can you be sure that you'll get enough revenues to be able to engage in some of these projects without just the benevolence of Washington, D.C.?
Right. So you know, the rebuild of Puerto Rico has many, many phases. One is on the fiscal front. One is on the economic front. And, of course, now the humanitarian and structural front. Once we devised, this is based on a fiscal plan that has been devised where implementing certain structural changes would allow us to get savings in government while at the same time enhance our revenues because our economy is moving forward. We've implemented labor reform in Puerto Rico. We've implemented permits reform in Puerto Rico, tax reform, as well as other critical structural changes that we feel are going to help us enhance Puerto Rico moving forward. So with all of those components in line, we see a path that once we clear away restructuring of the debt with the expected surplus or part of the expected surplus that there is, we're going to have a nice runway forward to increase our economy and to add significant value. Look, we're betting on nascent markets. We're betting on medical cannabis in Puerto Rico. We're betting on cryptocurrency and blockchain in Puerto Rico. We are betting on hemp as an open market, e-gaming, sports booking. All of those are markets that are not readily available now in Puerto Rico and that we're pushing forward. So combined with a lot of the things that we have going on in our island, it's going to be an exciting time moving forward if we get this debt process
Governor,
to the site.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your valuable time. Governor Ricardo Rosselló, Governor of Puerto Rico from the Bloomberg 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.